USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Canada's government introduced legislation Monday to implement a national freeze on the sale and purchase of handguns and also ban some toys that look like guns. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told reporters the new measures were needed as gun violence was increasing. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen announced European Union leaders agreed Monday to block most Russian oil imports due to the invasion of Ukraine. The 27 EU member countries effectively will cut around 90% of oil imports from Russia by the end of the year. A verdict is expected as early as today in the case brought by special counsel against Michael Sussman, a lawyer with ties to Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. The case is John Durham's first to go to trial since he was appointed 3 years ago to find out the dirty players in the Trump-Russia investigation. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Shanghai authorities say they will take some steps Wednesday towards reopening China's largest city after a two-month COVID-19 lockdown that has bottled up millions of people in their homes. The vice mayor of Shanghai is reporting full bus and subway service will be restored, as will basic rail connections with the rest of China. Turkey is rejecting the latest applicants that want into NATO. Their claim is that the countries harbor terrorists.
Turkey is telling the United States it wants concrete steps from Finland and Sweden if they were to consider the two countries' NATO bids. Turkey has rejected their bids because they say those nations harbor people that are deemed terrorists by Turkey. A spokesman for Turkey said Sweden and Finland must take concrete steps regarding terrorist organizations that threaten Turkey's national security. Both Sweden and Finland say they condemn terrorism and are open to dialogue. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
With the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, officials are considering knocking the school to the ground and rebuilding it.
Texas Democratic State Senator Roland Gutierrez, who represents Uvalde, says federal funds may be provided to raise and rebuild the elementary school where 19 children and two teachers were killed in a mass shooting. Gutierrez saying President Biden suggested the idea of using federal grants to build a new school and pay for the long-term health care needs of the community. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Primary early voting is taking place today in South Carolina under new voting laws in the Palmetto State. Republican representative from South Carolina Nancy Mace on Fox News talks about the needs of South Carolinians.
And it means that Republicans need to show independence that our message and our policies and our values are what are going to lead our country out of the mess that Joe Biden has created, because he has been on the wrong side of every single issue. And today marks the first day. We have a new law, new voting laws in the state of South Carolina that Governor Henry McMaster signed into law. And you can vote early for the over the course of the next 2 weeks. And I will tell you, South Carolinian families are worried about inflation. They're worried about the price of groceries and food when they go to the store. They're worried about gas prices, and they're worried about the southern border.
NASCAR racing is in Madison, Illinois this weekend. Madison is a suburb of St. Louis. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.